Broadway presents Mickey Mouse.
Oh, hi, folks.
With Minnie, Donald Duck, and all the Disney gang. It's Mickey's show, and today we have
John. We got a surprise for you.
Oh, a surprise, Goofy?
Yeah, you know, Donald's web-foot sextet is nothing but a lot of junk.
Well, I think Donald prefers to have it called magnificent junk.
Well, yeah, but anyway, Bartman is playing with a real legitimate musical instrument. It's a flute. Well, yeah. Jesus, here he comes now. Oh, what a Donald.
Hello, Donald. Say, Goofy, I thought you said a legitimate instrument. That was just like a 10-cent store flute to me.
Well, it's this way, John. Me and Donald saw this here ad, and we cut it out.
Oh, let's see it, Goofy. It says, "Hey, fellas, how'd you like to be a regular Pied Piper of Hamelin, absolutely free?"
Oh, boy!
"Just send 5 2-cent stamps to cover mailing charges to the Pied Piper Company, Camden, New Jersey, and we will send you absolutely free..." "And we will send you absolutely free our little dandy Magic Flute Junior. You can learn to play it in 5 easy lessons. Just pipe a merry tune or two, and all the girls will follow you."
"Following you? I've been way ahead of you for years."
"Donald means that Kim and me have got big plans. He's going to pipe all the blondes out of Hollywood, and the movie picture people will have to pay us $1 million to pipe them back."
"Hi, gang. What do you got there, Donald?"
"Oh, hi, Felix."
"Hello, Mr. Neal.
Say, what do you think of Donald's magic flute, Felix?"
"Oh, is that what it is?"
"Sure. That's a replica back similar to the Pied Piper's." "That's a lesson 5, the magic call. All you got to do is toot the magic call and the girls follow you."
"Hey, Felix, maybe that's what you need."
"Who? Me? What for?"
"So your orchestra will follow you."
"By the way, Goofy, are you sure it works?"
"Oh, sure it does, John. We tried it on Hollywood Boulevard today."
"Did all the girls follow you?"
"But an awful lot of dogs did."
"Well, you shouldn't expect too much. After all the original Pied Piper did was to lure a bunch of rats out of town."
"You mean no blondes? But the ads..."
No blondes, just rats." "Well, gang, we've kept Felix, his orchestra, and chorus waiting long enough. So let's listen to the Pied Piper of Hamelin."
Oh boy, I'll knock them cold.
Every sharp heart breaks that Hamelin. Through the river high they play.
They wrap their hands around themselves and all jump in and round themselves. The doctor to the piper play.
Clean, sparkling, healthy teeth. What a splendid reward for a few moments' daily care. You mothers all want your children to have teeth that are absolutely free of dingy, cloudy surface stains, don't you? Please, Donald. And naturally, you mothers want to be sure that the dentifrice your children use is not only effective, but also safe. Therefore, I particularly emphasize Pepsodent. Quiet, Ducky. Pepsodent toothpaste and Pepsodent tooth powder contain no grit, no bleach, no pumice.
No pumice.
But both Pepsodent powder and paste do contain... Irium, that wonderful new... Donald, please, mix on your magic flute. Irium, that wonderful new tooth cleansing agent that has won you thousands to Pepsodent. Thousands of enthusiastic converts have written us that Pepsodent containing Irium has made their teeth far brighter, revealing a beautiful natural brilliance far beyond their fondest dreams. That's all, Donald, and thank you very, very much.
Say, John, are you sure the Pied Piper lured nothing but rats?
That's right, Goofy, but for doing it, he got bags of gold.
Hey, did you say bags of gold? Hey, listen, Donald. Did you lure a rat with that suit of yours?
Say, Nicky.
Yeah?
How about taking the gang through the magic mirror to Hamlin Town?
Oh, boy, that's a swell idea.
Yeah, I almost thought of that myself.
Maybe Donald can rid the town of rats and get a big bag of gold.
Yeah, I thought the Pied Piper would be sore.
Nicky, what do you say we give Donald the honor of calling the magic mirror?
Okay, Donald. Call the mirror.
Go ahead, Donald. You know, flames in the...
Magic mirror.
I command thee.
I command thee to appear.
Pardon me, my mistake.
Come on.
Suddenly the mirror can't understand a word you say, Donald. What'd you say, Clara? Oh, I think you're right. Mickey, Clara says that if you really intend to go to Hamlet Town, you'd better call the mirror yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Fly to the magic mirror. I command thee to appear.
What is thy command?
To Hamlin Town we'd like to go, but up here's got a crucible.
It shall be as you desire.
Jumping, Jiminy Cricket, look at the rats at the convention.
Rats are every place. On top of the houses, leaning out of the windows, marching up and down the street.
And the poor people are scared to death. Oh, Mickey, it's dreadful.
Yeah, maybe we ought to do something. Hey, Goofy, you better go over and ask that lady if we can help her.
Sure. Hello, sister. Are the rats getting in your hair?
There's not a thing in Hamlin Town the rats won't build a nest in.
Why, only yesterday they ate the flannels I look best in.
Rats, you gotta get rid of the rats.
Last night while I prepared for bed, my mattress disappeared.
The rats just built a 5-room nest in Grandpa Sneezy's beard.
Rats, you gotta get rid of the rats.
Quiet. As the spokesman for the city, I declare it is a pity. Our community is overrun with rats. We've laid traps and put out poison, but they still annoy the boys and all the girls in town are slowly going back.
Rats! We've got to get rid of the rats! 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 We've got to get rid of the rats!
Our fair city is fairly squirming with these vicious little vermin. Every nook and every corner's occupied. But the fact can't be evaded. We the people must be aided. Our community must be de-ratified.
Attention! His Honor, the Mayor of Hamelin Town!
Fellow citizens. I have an important announcement. I think I've got something here.
Oh, Bar, what have you to offer? What have you done to help us in this terrible catastrophe?
No, don't be of doubting common. You, the people, have my promise that I'll save your homes and bungalows in black. Things are getting worse and worse, and I'll give gold to any person who will rid our fair community of rats.
Things are getting worse and worse, and you'll give gold to any person who will rid our fair community of rats.
Silence! Silence, fellow citizens! Whoever will rid Hamelin Town of rats shall get this bag of shining gold. Shining gold. Gold. It's full of money.
Who are you, my friend?
I'm the Pied Piper.
The Pied Piper? I do not understand.
Well, you see, Mayor, by blowing on his flute, he can pipe the rats out of town.
Oh, I begin to see. You mean he plays so horribly that he frightens them away.
No.
You see, when Donald plays the flute, the rats think they smell cheese. They follow him out.
Oh, very well, my friend. If by playing your magic flute you can pipe the rats away, you shall have this bag of gold. This bag of gold. It's yours.
Okay, Donald, do your stuff. The street is full of rats. Now you start piping and gather them around you. Gosh, Donald, I don't know. There's only one rat left in sight, and he's got his hands over his ears. Hey, Donald, don't give up now. We've got to get that bag of gold.
Stranger, what are you doing in Hamelin Town?
I am the Pied Pipe.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yes, sir.
I denounce this duck as a fake up. He must be stopped.
Oh, wait. Surely there cannot be two Pied Pipers of Hamelin.
Bet you are right. I am the Pied Piper.
Mayor, Your Honor, let us then have a contest between these two.
This is fair enough. With this pipe, I shall call out every rat in all the town.
Very well. You strangers shall have the first opportunity. Play and call out the rat.
Call out the rat. The rat. Oh, come in.
This way.
Listen and watch.
Why, the rat! They are coming!
And now, friend Duckling, it's your turn.
Hey, Donnie, look. The rats have all run back into the houses.
Yeah, y'all must have had your flute in reverse.
Do not harm the duck. He's merely ignorant, that is all.
Mm-hmm.
No damage has been done. With my pipe, I can call them back and lead them out of town. Every one of them.
Very well, stranger. And if you do this, you shall get a bag of gold.
Sizzabot, stand back and watch. Your plague of rats is at an end.
The rat! He's stormed them!
Why, they're following him by the minions!
Oh, they're all gathering around him!
And now, follow me, O rats of Hamlin! Forward!
Cousins had rats by the dozen. They gave him considerable worry. By a funny mishap, he sat down on a trap. He surely caught on in a hurry.
Powder of fire.
everybody got fever rid of the rat.
Citizens, the piper is returning for his bag of gold.
Quiet! Silence, you fools! Why should we pay this faggot beggar our gold? Consider this. There are no rats in Hamlin. All have been driven out.
Why, are you double-parting, you double-crossing cheapskate?
Oh, what's that?
You heard me.
Please, Missy, no sneeze.
Oh, an impetuous lad. Well, friends, which would do the greater good? To give this bag of our good gold to a ragged piper? Or shall we spend it on food? Why?
Gently, my friend, gently. Risk not your life on my account.
Oh, yeah, but listen, Piper.
The Pied Piper is no ordinary mortal. Some even say that I'm not a mortal, but I'm the son of the god.
Oh, gosh, gee whiz.
Say nothing. Watch, witness my revenge. And shall we also give your friend a duck, a gentle lesson?
Oh, sure. Give him the work. He needs it.
So be it.
Oh, citizens and noble mayor of Hamlin Town, a word.
Speak, all ragged knave. I have rid this town of rats. I claim my bag of gold.
Listen to the fool. He says his bag of gold.
Here, my good fellow. Here's a silver coin for you. Now be gone.
Citizens of Hamlin, mark well these words and remember this in those unhappy years to come. On this earth and forever, all men for all things must pay the price. Farewell!
Chief, where'd he go, Minnie?
Listen, it's Maggie. He's Billy.
Good riddance to bad rubbish. On with the celebration. Wine and food for everybody. Come, my friends, let the duck's band wipe out the evil flavor of the piper's word. Play, my duckling.
I heard you call, 'Tis time to fly. Hurry, master, ere you die.
Gosh, thanks, Mira.
Come on, quick, James. Get over there.
Gang. Say, you had me worried for a while. The Pied Piper sort of put one over on you, didn't he? You picked him, did you? How did you do that? Well, I'll be... The Pied Piper's flute.
Hey, Donald, how'd you get him? Goofy, you tell us.
Well, the Piper laid his flute down, you see, and Donald laid his alongside of it, sort of. And when he picked it up, he sort of got the wrong one. Sort of.
But, Donald, you shouldn't have kept it. Suppose the Pied Piper might want to use it.
Oh, no, he won't need it. Me and Donald figured it out before we flight, before Donald picked it up accidental-like.
What do you mean you figured it out?
Well, you see, the Pied Piper must be over 1,000 years old by now, and that's pretty old to go skipping around playing tunes in the street. So we figured it'd be better for his health if we had the flute.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you certainly figured it out, all right. And as usual, everything is in your favor. But now that you've got the Piper's flute, can you play it?
Go on, Donald, do your stuff. John, you never heard such a flute in your born days. Thank your lucky stars that Pepsodent now contains remarkable Irium. For this wonderful new cleansing agent found only in Pepsodent promises your smile a new beauty. Irium, you know, is Pepsodent's trademark name for their purified alkyl sulfate. It's your assurance that you, too, can now enjoy the thrill that comes with having teeth that glisten and gleam as they naturally should. The thrill of knowing that your smile is bright and attractive. For Irium makes Pepsodent extra effective, helping it to gently brush away unsightly surface stains, restoring to teeth their full natural radiance. Pepsodent with Irium is thorough yet safe. It contains no bleach, no grit, no pumice. Try it.
Hey, what's the idea, Donald? That's my line. Oh, thank you, Donald. That's very, very considerate of you.
Hey, as long as we're all doing each other's lines, why don't somebody take this line here on mine? I don't want it.
What line is that, Goofy?
So long, folks.
Tune in again next Sunday at the same time when the Pepsodent Company will again present Mickey Mouse and all the Disney gang. The orchestra and musical arrangements were directed by Felix Mills. This program has come to you from the Disney Little Theater on the RKO lot. Heard on this program were the Pied Piper of Hamelin from the production Hold My Hand, and also Someday My Prince Will Come and Hi Ho from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. John Easton speaking for the Pepsodent Company. This is the... That's right, Ducky. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Copyright Golden Navy.